Hey there, warriors. Welcome back to another exciting Tarkatan Bite-Size episode of the Realmcast, your go-to source for all things Mortal Kombat. Now, before we dive into the details, let me make it clear that what we're about to discuss is purely based on speculation and rumors, so take it with a grain of salt, or sand, and join us on this thrilling journey as we explore the possibility of Mortal Kombat 1 being a significant shift in focus from NetherRealm Studios. The rumor that's been making waves in the Mortal Kombat community suggests that the newly announced Mortal Kombat 1 might not have been the original plan. Instead, some speculate that it could have been a redirection of resources from another game, possibly Injustice 3. But before we unravel the mysteries behind this rumor and its massive traction, make sure to hit both that like button and the subscribe bell to stay connected throughout all our Mortal Kombat coverage. By liking our videos, you show support and help us reach a wider audience. Subscribing to our channel ensures that you never miss out on any of our content. It's a great way to stay connected, and you get to be the first to know about our latest videos and updates. So to understand how this rumor gained traction, we have to rewind the clock all the way back to the time when the WB buyout rumors were swirling around in 2020. And by WB, we're talking about Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment, the parent company of NetherRealm Studios. A few years before this, many news sources were speculating that the next NetherRealm Studios project may not actually be Mortal Kombat or Injustice. In an interview with Game Informer, Ed Boon hinted that the next title NetherRealm Studios was working on might not actually be Injustice 3, stating that the feeling of accomplishment and moving on to the next title energizes him. He further mentioned breaking a pattern and not giving any specific details about the next upcoming project. Based on the gathered information from back then, it can be inferred from various sources that Ed Boon was hinting at the possibility that the next project or game from NetherRealm Studios would possibly deviate from the Injustice and Mortal Kombat franchises. However, it is important to note that no official announcement had at the time been made regarding the specific nature of that upcoming project, leading to speculative conclusions. It is worth considering that Ed Boon's statement may have been referring to the established pattern of alternating between Injustice and Mortal Kombat releases, with Mortal Kombat 11 being the most recent entry. As a result, many assumed that Injustice 3 would be the next project in line. However, fast forward to May 5th, 2023, when the WB Discovery merger was announced and the plot thickened. Now, let's delve into the heart of the matter. The theory suggests that due to the uncertainty of the buyout and merger, NRS, NetherRealm Studios, had to swiftly adapt and make strategic adjustments. But how did they navigate these stormy waters? By repurposing an existing project and ingeniously transforming it into the highly anticipated Mortal Kombat 1. But what makes Mortal Kombat 1 truly stand out? Well, it's the introduction of the new Cameo Fighters mechanic. Not only does this mark a significant shift in gameplay mechanics, having done away with the previous variation system, but it also unveils a world of possibilities, leaving us pondering if this is a hint at a potential shift in focus by the studio. Traditionally, the Mortal Kombat franchise has been known for its intense one-on-one combat, pitting fighters against each other in brutal battles. However, the inclusion of Cameo Fighters introduces a new dynamic to the gameplay, allowing players to utilize partner characters for assistance and expanded combat possibilities. This departure from the traditional 1v1 gameplay mechanic, as well as dropping variations and what seems to be crushing blows at this point in time, suggests that NetherRealm Studios may be exploring different avenues and expanding their creative horizons. By introducing a mechanic similar to the assist system seen in games like Marvel vs. Capcom, the studio not only adds more depth and customization to the fights, but also potentially paves the way for a broader roster of characters and gameplay experiences. It's also worth noting that NetherRealm Studios have actually played around with the idea of cameo fighters in the past with Mortal Kombat 9's tag team mode and, many would argue, the consumable feature in Mortal Kombat 11. Not to mention the endurance matches originally found in the arcade era of Mortal Kombat. A noteworthy point that lends credence to the theory that Mortal Kombat 1 may actually be a repurposed other developed game by NetherRealm Studios is the addition of the Clash dialogues found at the introduction of fights in Mortal Kombat 1. The Clash system, now found in Mortal Kombat 1's introductions, was actually an integral part of the Injustice franchise. Now, this shift in focus to cameo fighters could indicate that the studio is exploring new directions and possibly even considering the development of other franchises alongside Mortal Kombat. But there's even more to Mortal Kombat 1 than meets the eye. Some fans have noticed a change in graphical tones between Mortal Kombat 1 and its predecessors. While not confirmed, this observation raises the possibility that the studio may have had to quickly shift gears from another franchise due to certain resource constraints. This could explain the adjustments made in the visual aspects of the game and potentially indicate a shift in focus towards Mortal Kombat 1. The changes in graphical tones could be a result of the studio reallocating its resources and prioritizing the development of the new installment. In fact, as of the time of this recording, Ed Boon has actually just appeared on The Jeff Gerstmann Show, a podcast about video games, to discuss Mortal Kombat 1. On this interview, Ed Boon does state that there was a conscious decision to prioritize Mortal Kombat rather than continue the pattern of alternating between Injustice and Mortal Kombat, citing reasons such as working with the newest version of Unreal Engine, as well as the fact that the pandemic was going to result in a longer production cycle. They decided not to risk running into a situation where there would be around 6 to 7 years or so between game releases. However, it is important to reiterate that all of this is purely speculative and is based on observations and previous articles written throughout the years, and this should be taken with caution until further official information is provided. There are no official statements or concrete evidence to support the claims based on these articles. However, as passionate Mortal Kombat fans, it is our duty to explore the rumors and possibilities and keep the discussions going, especially considering NetherRealm Studios and specifically Ed Boon's approach to teasing the fanbase. So there you have it, fellow combatants. What do you think of this intriguing rumor that the newly announced Mortal Kombat 1 could be a result of a change in focus from another game, such as Injustice 3 or perhaps an entirely new IP? Do you think the WB buyout rumors and subsequent merger could have resulted in a shift in focus? Let us know in the comments. If you enjoyed this video and want to stay up to date with the latest Mortal Kombat news, interviews, discussions, and much more, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe to our channel. By subscribing, you'll never miss an episode of our engaging podcasts, insightful interviews, and thrilling gameplay analyses. Join our growing community of Mortal Kombat enthusiasts and be part of the conversation. Don't forget to click the notification bell so you never miss any of our exciting content. Like, subscribe, and let's dive into the realm of Mortal Kombat together.